CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4, WHM. My name is Mark. My location is in Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4 WHM. All right, we'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-Q portion. Just let us know if you got something you want to talk about. Got plenty of room to do that, and nearly every time we've got a reason to have a conversation, so let's keep that going as best we can. We're going to start tonight with the pre-net check-ins. Those are the folks that have come to the website, brars.cc, and done the pre-net check-in feature there. Got a number of folks there this evening, so we're going to go ahead and get them recognized, and then we'll work our way around the alphabet. So stand by. Let's get the pre-net check-ins recognized, and we'll move on. Pre-net check-ins. I've got KC4 PLT, that's Rich in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got K4 XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KF4 CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4 WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4 VGN, that's Rich in Greenville. Got WA4 JJZ, that's Andy. And he is in Aiken, South Carolina. Got NC9V, that's Leon, and he brings along KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, and they're out of Hendersonville. Got W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben, he's also in Simpsonville. Got KG4PFI, that's Don, and they've got, Don brings along KG4QLQ, oh, that's Linda, and they're in Piedmont. On the list, I've got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I got KI4LZI, that's Pickens around the Table Rock Mountain. Got N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. Got W4SBX, that's Brad. Always good to see all these names, and they still keep coming. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. And KD4HEY, that's James in Anderson. We have a full house on Echolink tonight, so we're going to go right to Echolink, give them a shot at getting checked in. Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Net Control, please log in. N2SWJ, this is Scott, and I'm in New York City currently, normally from Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, this is Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Net Control would like to recognize our two Echolink stations. I've got KO4WTQ, that's Greg. He's there in Greer. Thanks for joining us tonight, Greg. And then I've got N2SWJ, that's Scott, who is of Greer, but currently in the big city of New York. My son-in-law is up there this week, so if you see Mikey wandering around, and believe me, you'd know him if you met him, just say hi. All right, I think we've got our Echolink stations covered. somebody else was there, but they have moved on. So we'll go on to the RF spectrum, and it being Tuesday night, well, we're going to start with the India through Lima group as scheduled. So I through L, call KQ4 WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'm going to be negative and negative, say it's 73s for each one of you.
Jen, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that, Mark. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Kindly check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4. Okay, let's try that again. Net control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up there on that mountain. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Got W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher. Always good to hear your voice, Sid. Thanks for coming in and getting on the logbook. I got KO4JKV. That's Duncan. Doing the duty two nights in a row. Thanks for joining us tonight, Duncan. And then I've got K4LWE. That's Larry. They're in Piedmont. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, call now. KQ4WHN or net control. On, we'll go to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. Call KQ4WHN.
Call. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, with Pope and Piedmont, Pope and negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Q4WHN.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in. WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Greenwood County, VNA, 732 and all the net.
Control, please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey, Hotel November with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, that was a good group there. Let's get them recognized. This is starting the group there. I've got KK4ONO. That's Lorena. She brings along KK4DMW. That's Rick. And together they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ by telephone relay. Thanks for bringing the family once and always. Lorena, you're a stalwart. Every time I listen, you're always there. Thanks for doing that. Got KO4PXB, that's Lloyd. Lloyd's in Simpsonville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lloyd. Then I've got WG4MC, that's Matt coming out of Greenville. Matt, way to handle a double, man. You got stepped on pretty good, but you came in and you dealt with it, so well done, sir. Then we got KG4WNP, that's Landon coming in via Echo Link. Thanks for joining us tonight, Landon. Love the diversity of folks getting checked in from all sorts of different ways. Always amazes me that our club spends all the resources to get that done. All right, so we'll move on to the next alphabetic group. We've got Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
JQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling in. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and 80, sir.
JQ4HN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Name is Rusty. I'm located over here in Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom there in Greer. Good evening, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Always good to hear you, sir. And then I've got, I think, WU2T is Rusty out of Moore. Rusty, I'm not sure that you've checked into my net before, but if you have, I apologize. Call sign that I don't think I've typed in the past. So thanks for joining us tonight, sir. Got KO4QLG, that's Chris, there in Liberty. And we've got folks just coming in from every possible route. Got one more on Echolink, so I'm going to take a pause and get Echolink stations one more shot. Echolink stations only, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Jim, KO4YHY, Jim in Berea. Thank you, sir, for checking in and coming in the best way you can. All right, folks. We're making our way through the alphabet. Let me call out one more time. Any Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Let's go ahead and give that one more shot. Q through T, call KQ4WHN. Now that, we'll just continue to work our way through the alphabet. That means the next group is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
Love 4X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. Here's Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD, that's Angela. And they are both in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy, and getting both of you in the log. We've got also KQ4YQI, that's Jose in Greer. Haven't heard you in a little bit, Jose. Glad to hear you back, and thanks for joining the logbook tonight. All right, folks, let's go to the top of the alphabet. We'll just go ahead start with here at the very beginning, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Mark in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bright joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4, ACR. Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary, the man, the myth, the legend. That's his pretty little bride, Joy, and they both come to us from Easley. Then I've got KA4PQA, well, that's Stephen, and Stephen, I'm jumping ahead because I know you're there and you're going to check in. So I went ahead and logged you, but I'm going to let you at least say hi when we get there. And then I've got KR4ACR. Well, that's Terry, and he's coming to us for more. Thanks to Terry for checking in. Good to hear your voice as always, sir. All right. Echo Link stations only. Yeah, Stephen, I'm going to call you. Go ahead. Check in, sir, if you would.
Mark, Mark, this is KA4PQA. I appreciate you going ahead and get me logged on in. This is Stephen in Greenwood. Negative. This is Stephen in Greenwood. In and out this evening.
Roger, Roger, sir. Thanks for checking in. I saw you pop up on Echo Link, and I just knew that there wasn't any doubt that you would be one of the ones that checked in. So we'll get that done and. We won't worry about it. But thanks for checking in with us via Echo Link tonight, Steve. All right, folks, we're going to go on to the patient group, and that's going to be Echo Through Hotel, E3H. You want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call now.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. No home at Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Control. Mark, could you please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo KR4, EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Control, please check in KQ4GIV, Dale in Capabella.
4WHN, please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and Mark.
KQ4WHN. With a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick there in Penrose. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Got KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Good to hear from you tonight, Harry. I've got KR4, Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. I got KQ4GIV. That's Dale in Campobello. Good to hear from you tonight, Dale. And then I've got KR4FNC. That's Rick there in Simpsonville. All right, folks, we've gone around the alphabet one time. I'll go ahead and open it up to anybody anywhere. I've got the same group of Echo Link stations, so we're going to go ahead and just say anybody anywhere in the sound of my voice, give a call. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Checking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, that's KG4, JIA, Dennis, in Gaffney, good evening to you, all of that 73.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Papa Bravo, that's KO4IPB. Mark, I'll just be negative tonight and listening in. Thanks for calling in, and hope you guys have a great night.
For WHN. Call on the net, typical sir. Please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark. Appreciate you calling the net. 73, you and everyone on the net.
We had a couple of folks stepping on each other, and then I had one miss. The very first station, Kilo Golf 4, I completely. I did a bad job typing. If you would, Kilo Golf 4 station, would you come back and give me your call sign one more time?
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, to Gaffney.
For JIA, Dennis, in Gaffney. Thank you, sir. Gotcha. Okay. I think I've got everybody else. Let me just go ahead and acknowledge everybody that I've got, and then we'll continue on. I've got KG4JIA, Dennis. I've got KO4IPB, that's Paul there in Greenville. And then I've got AK4HR, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Anybody else that wants to check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. It's KQ4WHN.
At control. Back 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, KQ4ZYU, Allen Enrichburg, South Carolina.
4, WHN. Mark, gracious me, messed up. I was here, but I messed up getting in it at the beginning, I suppose, when it was my turn. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little talk. And we'll see you then. KK4, JPQ.
In. 4W, that's Kilo, Charlie, 4, Whiskey. Bill Lenny Anderson, good evening, Mark, and all on the net. No traffic, no table. Thank you.
WHN, in the net, please check in. KC4SKD, my name's Larry. Please also check in KG4AHS, that's Rhonda. We're both in Easley, and just the two of us tonight. Check us in and out, Mark. Hope you have a good evening. KC4SKD.
November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, 10-4 RLF, Roger and Seneca, and I'll be in and out.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Larry, if you would, one more time. I'm going to be this guy tonight. I'm going to miss calls. I'm not sure why. But Larry, if you would give me your wife's call one more time, sir. I stumbled upon it, and I got covered up after that, so I didn't go back to it. If you would, one more time, Larry, please.
That is fine, I'll tell you. You've been getting hot and heavy here, and that's good. Donna's call sign is Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. QSL?
Sputter, KC4SKD.
Was in specific. I was looking for KK4JBQ's spouse, and he gave it to me. That's KC4MFK, Donna. So let me clarify things and just take a minute and acknowledge the folks that I've heard. Both Larrys, you have been heard, sir. So let's go from the top. I got KQ4ZYU. That's Allen in Richburg. Got KK4JBQ Larry. And he brings along KC4MFK Donna. Then I've got KC4W, that's Bill there in Anderson. Got KC4SKD Larry in Easley, and he brings along KG4AHS Rhonda. Both of them are there in Easley. And then I've got N4RLF. That's Roger there in Seneca. Okay, if I missed anybody, my apologies. We got a lot of traffic tonight, which is fantastic. But I am doing all I can to get it in there. Anyone else want to check in Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Come now. Call KQ4WHM.
Net Control, by way of Echo Link, check in KR4CZI, Kilo Romeo 4. Charlie Zulu India, Walter, I'm an Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And folks, we have a record number of EchoLink users tonight. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Got KR4CZI. That's Walter there in Anderson. Walter, thanks for coming in via the alternate means to join us tonight, getting your name on the logbook. You, sir, are number 60 in my log. So thanks for coming in and joining us. Let's go ahead and throw another one out there. Anybody else wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Now's your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I will just say, for the record, I've been calling Net Control for just under a year, and that's a record number of EchoLink stations, and I'm not sure I've capped 60 before, so
Good job, everybody. I'm glad everybody had the same idea to check in with Annette tonight. Usually I have to tap dance to get us to 9:30, but we seem to be getting there pretty easily. So I'm kind of a first for me. I've never had to go through the regular round just to get everybody in the log book and spend a full half hour. So we're doing great. We're getting everybody in there. Anybody else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Give me a call at KQ4WHN. We got everybody at least in the bulk race to get everybody in the logbook. We got the majority of them that are coming. So I'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chew portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. Anyone have a topic tonight? I don't have anyone down in the comments. So we'll just kind of open it up. Anybody have an announcement, notice, thought, question, observation? Well, this is the opportunity to go out and just have a conversation. So call now, KQ4WHN.
WHN, KK4JBQ.
Come talk to us, Larry.
I'll have to apologize right at the top because I did suggest during my check-in that I would be here for a comment, and I just must have completely botched it. You are on the nose. A very good example of someone in control, as their job is net control. So I must have let it drop. But, well, here I am anyhow. Want to apologize, first of all. I missed my regular group. It being the first group tonight, I was tardy because Donna and I got hung up with a conversation that was kind of important to the family. Donna, you see, something you may not be aware of, but Donna is very involved in our church. Now, listen to this. She has been our handbell director for years. She recently became our choir director. And don't you know, that's a real charge, a real big responsibility. And she's also working with our food pantry, feeding our neighbors. This is, and you know, they give, a lot of churches do this, and they give themselves names. But this one was a very good, well-chosen name. Feed Our Neighbors. How about that? KK4JBQ.
Neighbors seems appropriate there, Larry. This is KQ4WHN. I think there's probably no higher calling short of, teaching people the word and showing them the way than just to feed the hungry and take care of your fellow man. So that's an amazing charge, and that's something that you'll probably find a lot of folks here that would love to help out at some point if the call were to come out. So very proud of Donna, and obviously pass along our congratulations for the responsibility that she's willing to take on for her fellow man.
Well, it does make life interesting. Just about every night of the week is a night away from the family. And we're two older folks, Donna and I, so I'm the remaining family. Just to be clear there. Anyhow, I did want to mention that I think we're fortunate. I haven't said much about this. I know there's a lot of feelings that people don't. A lot of folks don't let their feelings be known, but I will from time to time. I am so proud of the people who have made up this net recently. We've had so many. I'd imagine five or more new people step up and fill some slots that have been left vacant for various reasons and practically saved this net. and you guys know who you are, so I'm not going to embellish with naming everybody. I'll probably get something wrong anyhow. But I did want to say that it doesn't go unnoticed. You have stepped into the breach. It's a terrific responsibility. I have called Annette in the past. I'm losing my voice, and it's a difficult thing to see past, but I've done my part, I reckon, in times past. But I just wanted to say to one of the new guys and all of you that that might fit this bill, we are so fortunate that you care and that you're willing. And I found the new group to have a great deal of creativity. What with simplex nets and different ways of mixing up the group that shows up here every night. I've been showing up here every night for quite a number of years. Believe me, I think I'm not alone when I say it's a must-do thing. I must be here. I must listen to the chit-chat that people do. And I've never been prouder of any group of people I've been associated with than some members of this net and others in North Carolina. When the hurricane came through and so much devastation really put a kink in living. Some people didn't make it through, Helene. It took them from us. Other people were mightily disadvantaged. But we clawed our way back. I listened to every night of the ongoing saga that it was. People trying to make sure people were fed and that people were warm. Oh my. Well, anyhow, it just made me proud, and I wanted to say that in front of God and everybody. KK4JBQ.
I think I mentioned in a previous net that I spent a lot of time listening to the memorials or the rememberings of the one-year anniversary there with the repeater on Mount Mitchell and all the folks that had their involvement with that. And I was not a ham at that point. It was a point where I was sitting in the dark waiting for the power to come back on and surprised that it took that long. And then we found out through terrestrial radio that, well, there's 2 million power and phone poles down and it'll be a while. And, you know, we were still blessed that we got power up in about 10 days, but phone service was not really reliable, and there were just a lot of things that were broken for a long time, and, you know, we all lived through that. But it turned me into a ham, and I've learned that it is a wonderful community of very, very patient and giving people, and I would agree with you that there are a lot of folks out there that put in a lot of time to do something that really, you know, you can argue about whether it's useful in today's day and age. Maybe it's a nod to a bygone era, but boy, it sure came in handy for some folks here recently, and does frequently as different things happen in different parts of the world. So it's certainly near and dear to my heart. I'm glad to help propagate and help people learn and experiment and go through and, you know, that's the very nature of ham radio, is experimentation and doing something new, and that's something that I personally enjoy. This is KK4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, if you'll give me a minute, I'm going to call out and see if anybody wants to check in. Anybody want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Command Control. Africa, Japan 4, Echo November. Bobby, I'm headed toward all. I'm mobile. I'll be negative there.
Copy. AJ4EN. Thanks for joining us on the ride there, Bobby. You are number 61. Anyone else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Me Internet? Call now. Call KQ4WHN. Hey, I appreciate you coming up and starting conversations. I've heard more than one back and forth with you, with Tom, with a lot of the folks that have really time behind the microphone that I wish I had the experience for. But I love the fact that there is a certain group of people that you can always count on when you make the call, that they're not afraid to key the mic, they're not afraid to have the conversation, and they're the only way I can categorize it is just they're open, honest people that love to have a good discourse. So I love to have that in the room when I do my stuff professionally, and I like to absolutely have it on nights like tonight, where we just go out and have a conversation and spend some time there.
KK4JBQ here. I want to drop a couple of things because I think you're open to this. One thing I was taught during the Helene event was that when your power goes out, your radio's dead. And I had, now this is the truth, I had collected over time enough equipment, standby, and even some, I put together an emergency station before Helene. I finished it up about 2 months before. And so when my home went dark for over a week, I could check in every night. We didn't have any issues here. We got neighbors very close. We're in an HOA. And no issues. But I know there are people out there who would benefit from an ongoing conversation about putting together an emergency station. That's the same radio that you're using, of course, but add to it battery power that you can charge up. And I found that the one I had was fine for nearly 2 weeks of no power. And also have a solar panel that plugs right into this thing. And when the sun was shining, I could charge the internal battery of this emergency station. And I didn't have any worries at all should I have needed it, or anyone that I, you know, in our complex here, should they have needed help. But we were not as affected here as they were up in North Carolina. I traveled on some of those roads up there. A lot of us have down here. And I kept hearing the names of roads that I was familiar with that were no longer there. Just no longer passable. And it would be, I think, even now, there's damage that hasn't been attended to. Oh, well, anyhow, there's a thought. An emergency station can be as little as taking your car battery out of the car moment, you know, for a time, and running your station on that. But, you know, you can do better than that. And I was able to do that, and I think it's a matter of confidence that you have. I have no problem with losing power here. Food was another thing. And keeping food warm and bringing food up to temperature if it was necessary to cook it, we got by fine. What was your experience during a leak? KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KQ4WHN. We had at least one tree branch that came down, I think, in all the wind. We had no damage at all, but there was just, it seemed like every other power pole was, we had underground power, but the feed lines coming into that underground power were all up on the traditional power pole. So it didn't work out for us, and you know, you can scream all you want about not having electricity, but when everybody else is in the same situation all at the same time, you got to wait for the Pike Electric guys to come rolling in from 13 different states, and then you know you have to realize we didn't realize at the time how bad it was in North Carolina because we were sitting in the dark literally, and we didn't have anything to recover from, but we did. We learned all the lessons that we probably should have known from previous things, like, well, if you go to the grocery store and they've got food, they can't take your little plastic card because they've got no way to run it and get it approved. And we should probably have cash on hand, particularly before major weather events, but just in general, having some sort of transactionable currency is a good idea. And, you know, there's lots of lessons to be learned there, but we learned a couple of those over, and I can't say we had a lot of issues in my neighborhood or even in my house, but we definitely ran into some careful lessons that I, you know, pay attention to and maybe don't learn them for a third and fourth time, just because it's too easy to get around those kinds of things. But I like you. I've got battery power set up here for the radios at minimum, and then I've got solar panels to recharge those, so we can keep the phones going and we can keep the internet. If the internet's connected and it's just power, we can get the internet up and running. And you know, that's the hard stuff. But well, that's the easy stuff. We'll put it that way. That's the easy stuff. The hard stuff is you know, keeping the refrigerator going and dealing with all those things. But luckily, we didn't have that to concern ourselves with.
That's, I think the area, and especially the hams, I have to say that, did themselves proud. And I was never more proud of a group of people that I was associated with than the hams in the southeast here. This kind of thing happens all over our country, well, all over the world. And it's just growing up. I grew up in Tennessee, and there was never any issue. Dad had it all worked out, you know. We never came to an issue of having something to cook on and some food to cook and well, communications were a very different thing back in the 50s. There was no such thing as keeping your cell phone charged. Because there was no such thing as a cell phone. We have really advanced in complexity of the things as well, but life has become more complex just time over time over time. It's double, triple, quadrupled. That's not even a word. Well, it's quadruple, that's right. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm okay with or without a cell phone. I haven't become dependent. I'm well, you might say kind of sensitive to that. at some times in my life, several times, as a matter of fact. I've left myself dependent on other things occurring, and I just couldn't make it happen. So those were life lessons for me. And when it came time to communicate, it was largely the impetus that put me on to ham radio. I was aware of ham radio when I was seven years old. We had a ham in the neighborhood. Boy, if I'd just known. Well, anyway, but I took another, oh goodness, 40 years to get serious about it. That's awful. But I got serious about it. It's not a difficult test to pass, especially for, you know, your first license. I did, however, had to bend some elbows when it came time to get Donna signed up. It was easy enough because her dad was the ham that Elmered me, and so she was aware of the hobby. I think after her dad passed away, it was to acknowledge his efforts in the hobby, and so I encouraged her. It was kind of easy, to tell you the truth. I encouraged her to study for her license. She has her first license. She'll probably never go any further. As you notice, she doesn't talk on the on the radio that much, although I have encouraged her to do that from time to time. Anyhow, it's good to talk with you, and I'll just sit back and listen to the rest of the net. Thank you so much for pulling it all together and helping us keep this going. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Let's go ahead and open it up for check-ins, just in case there's somebody out there who's patiently waiting. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call now. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Larry, the one other point I wanted to make based on what you were saying there was charging my phone was definitely something that, you know, we figured out. You can plug them in the car and you can drive around a little bit while you try and figure out the damage that happened and what's fixed and what's not fixed, and maybe you're making your way back and forth to work, but you got a reason to be in the car usually, and that's enough to get your phone charged up. But the one thing I was not prepared for, and I thought I knew better, was that the cellular companies, the big Verizons and AT&T's and T-Mobiles and all the other players that are out there using their towers, used to be Verizon was, you know, hey, we got a generator and battery power at every cell tower, and, you know, we have the potential to stay up as long as there's fuel to the generator. And I found out that the company that I had defended for years as the number one in wireless technology, well, they changed their policy at some point, and they said, well, 4 hours. We got battery power for 4 hours. No generator, battery power for 4 hours. And we started noticing towers going down because we couldn't place calls. We could get a text message through, or we could get the random call that would last 2 or 3 minutes. And, you know, I'm not in the woods. I'm right here by 85 and 385. So chance of me hitting a tower and having a population that's going to require a fair number of them up and running, I thought was pretty good. But I can't say we went without communications, but I was very disappointed in our ability to communicate during those times. And that was the deciding factor for me to move and get the ham radio license and go on from there. So sometimes it's not just you. Sometimes it's everybody else that's not doing their thing, at least the way I thought it should be done.
Thought of that. Hadn't thought of, well, you don't, of course. Think about everything that's gone down. But I thought that perhaps with human beings this is one place where we're faulty. We can start relying on what we have experienced to be the case. But the case is always changing. And if you're going to bet the farm, family, on something, you better keep aware of what might be changing in the important things that might be necessary during, well, who knows what's coming. I don't think any of us do. But another thing I'd like to say before leaving is that I had never been more proud of this hobby and the people in it. And there's some people whose names everybody would recognize, and call signs that they would recognize, who pitched in and worked for weeks on the radio, especially up north in North Carolina. There was tremendous displacement of people and loss of homes. I mean, it's not just a matter of recreation. Some folks have, understandably, you know, we're pretty put together around here. We're not that backward, of course. And it's, you can go a long time without the necessity to meet an emergency. You can go a long time and you can get complacent. But the individuals, I listened to Mount Mitchell every day during that, and I was just so proud, so very proud to be in this group of people. I listened to incredible commenting and the resourcefulness of folks. There were a lot of lessons learned during that, and it was free to us to just listen to a saga that will be, I mean, somebody's going to write a book, or at least they should. And I know these people. I've talked to these people, the ones that I was so proud of, and I've told them this face-to-face, some of them, and well, I just wanted to get that in as well. Anyway, I'm taking up, we're just past 10 o'clock, and, well, Mark, I just want to thank you again for picking up the gauntlet and carrying on. Thank you so much. And I'll just sit back and listen now. This is KK4JBQ 73.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And yeah, Larry, thank you so much for your comments. I can't think of anything that I would disagree with you on that. Like I said, that's definitely what drew me to the hobby was the necessity of not re-experiencing that again. But I was oh so amazed when I learned what had happened while I was sitting in the dark. So want to be one of the helpers next time and not just be one of the clueless folks sitting in the dark. Okay, folks, we've been out here for an hour, and we've taken up enough time on our poor repeater. Let's give it one more round. Anybody want to check in with us, go ahead and let's get that done, and then we'll wrap it up for the night. Anybody anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, want to check in Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHN.
Yes, let me check in with you here. This is N4MLR, November 4, Nothing Light Radio. Name here is Jim, GRDNMI. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. I just caught the tail end of your Q-star here. And I also like to say I'm proud to be an amateur radio operator. Been in it for many years now. And it's nice to have such a great group of people. And I really appreciate the Blue Ridge Club helping me get my ticket years ago. Real nice of them to have classes for about 3 months so they learn the code and all that good stuff. So, but anyway, I got one other thing I'd like to just comment on. That people with the cell phones, they're getting too, starting to rely on them too much. I work at a big box store, and they use their phones to pay for the gas and stuff like that. And what happens when the phone don't work? Bottom line is you got to have a backup plan. Anyway, that's all I got right now. This is N4NLR.